I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Another Georgia school system has approved a plan to arm teachers who volunteer to carry weapons. WSB-TV reports that the Fannin County School Board unanimously approved a policy yesterday that will allow teachers to carry guns in holsters, but not in bags or purses. Employees must be approved by the Board of Education and the Fannin County Sheriff before they're allowed to carry weapons on school grounds. Last month, the Lawrence County School Board approved a policy allowing select staff to carry guns on school property, in vehicles, and at school functions. An Alpharetta police officer who had been suspended for manhandling a 65-year-old black woman during a traffic stop last Friday has resigned from the force. Police dash cam video obtained by WSB shows Officer James Legg shouting at driver Rose Campbell after she refused to sign a ticket for failing to maintain her lane as she exited Georgia 400. In the video, Campbell screams for help as she is pulled out of her car and arrested. Alpharetta's Police Chief John Robinson tells WSB that he immediately suspended Legg and ordered an internal investigation. The National Nuclear Security Administration has officially proposed producing plutonium pits, those are nuclear weapons triggers, at both the Savannah River site outside of Augusta and the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. The decision will require discontinuing construction and repurposing a facility at SRS that was to be used for mixed oxide fuel fabrication. In a press release, an NNSA spokesperson says that splitting the production between the two facilities is the best way to manage cost, schedule, and risk. Two members of the gun rights group GeorgiaCarry.org are suing Chatham County Probate Court Judge Tom Bordeaux. The suit alleges that Bordeaux routinely fails to comply with state regulations that say weapons carry licenses must be processed within 35 days or within 10 days of receiving a background check. Bordeaux says he complied with the law but needs more personnel and space in his office. He hasn't filed a formal response to the suit yet. Residents have complained for months about delays in getting gun licenses processed. Five Savannah men have been indicted on drug, firearm, and related charges. The Savannah Morning News reports that they were targeted by the New Savannah Police Gang Squad. The five men are allegedly members of the Village Boys Soldiers, which police say is a neighborhood-based gang with no national affiliation. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Miami Marlins last night by a final score of 9-2. Braves infielder Ozzie Albies hit the team's first grand slam of the season in the sixth inning. Atlanta holds a half-game division lead over the Phillies. They'll play the Marlins again tonight at 7 o'clock. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.